This is an Ear Candy Audiobooks production of His Horny MILF Neighbor by Alana Church. Performed by Melanie Hastings. Copyright 2017 by Alana Church. Performance copyright 2019 by Ear Candy Audiobooks. All rights reserved. All characters in this book are over 18. Jack Weatherby was woken from a sound sleep by the hammering of his mother at his bedroom door. "Come on, Jack, get up. It's nearly noon." He groaned and rolled over, tempted to pull the pillow over his head, the better to drown out her impatient voice. But he knew it wouldn't do any good. If he didn't answer soon, she would simply enter the room and pull him out of the bed by brute force. And since it had been ingrained in him at a tender age not to hit girls, he would have no choice but to get up. I'm up, he said, loud enough for her to hear. He levered himself up so he was sitting on the edge of the bed, his feet on the old braided rug on the floor. Wincing, he ran his tongue around the inside of his mouth. It felt unpleasantly thick and furry, and the pounding noise didn't seem to be lessening much either. He was slow to realize that this time it was inside his head, not the result of the balled-up fist of his tiny mother. He and the gang had put away nearly a case of beer before he walked home last night, and his queasy stomach was telling him that had been a mistake. The door cracked open, and Sophia Weatherby fixed him with a gimlet eye. "You actually are up." Her tone showed her mild surprise. "Good."
"I said I was, didn't I?"
"You've been known to lie before," she sniffed. She took in the floor, strewn with discarded clothing, the rumpled bed, and frowned. "I don't suppose you could clean this sty up a bit, could you?"
"I'll do it today,"
he promised, and surprised himself by meaning it. A sullen breeze stirred the curtains in the window, but it brought no relief. It was mid-August, and the day promised to be a scorcher. Already he could feel sweat popping out on the back of the neck, and even his boxers and the light T-shirt he was wearing felt hot and uncomfortable.
"But don't ask her to turn on the air conditioning. God, no. That might cost money."
"When you've got yourself looking presentable, go on over to Mrs. Murphy's place next door."
"Huh?"
Jillian Murphy had lived next door to them for over 10 years, her husband too, before he walked out last winter.
"Why?"
"I don't know." Apparently tired of talking to him through a crack, she shoved the door open and leaned a hip against the doorframe. "She asked me to send you over when I got home from the library a little bit ago, if you weren't busy. And you aren't, now that you aren't working at the video store anymore. I think she needs help moving something."
"Why don't you just send Dad?"
"Because your father went out golfing with your Uncle Frank and some of his friends." She cocked an eyebrow at him.
"You could have gone along if you had managed to get in at a decent hour last night." "All right, all right."
He raised his hands in surrender.
"Give me a break, won't you, Mom? It's my last summer vacation. Next year, all the guys will be doing their own thing. Some of them probably won't even come home for the summer. They'll stay in Bloomington or Macomb or Champaign, or they'll have full-time jobs. The next time we'll all be in the same room will be at our 10-year reunion or something."
Her expression thawed slightly. "I don't blame you for wanting to spend time with your friends, Jack. But don't forget, it's our last summer with you, too. Once you're gone, it'll just be me and your father here. And Lord knows I love the man, but there's only so much sports one woman can take. I hope we can find something else to talk about." Suddenly, Jack felt bad. In 2 weeks, he was going to be leaving for Illinois State. He hadn't given much thought to how that would affect his parents. He got up, enfolding his mother in a warm hug, somehow still surprised at how small she seemed in his arms.
"Hey,"
he said softly, tears pricking at his eyes. He blinked them back, unwilling to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?